attention, I said. The pig looked around the wreckage of the kitchen. Well, I don't suppose I am going to be doing a great deal of cooking today, Tanner Mirabelle. They were refugees from the Rust Belt. Before that, they'd been refugees from somewhere else, the cold, cometary fringes of another solar system. But the cook and his wife, I couldn't think of them as just pigs anymore, had no real idea how the first of their kind had ever got there. Just theories and myths. The one that sounded the most likely was that they were distant, abandoned descendants of a centuries-old program in genetic engineering. Pigs' organs had once been used for human transplant surgery. There were more similarities than differences between the two species, and it seemed likely that the pigs had been an experiment to make the animal donors even more human-like by blending human genes into their own DNA. Perhaps it had gone much further than anyone had intended, so that a spectrum of genes had accidentally transferred intelligence to the pigs. Or perhaps that had been the idea all along, with the pigs an aborted attempt at producing a servile race with none of the nasty drawbacks of machines. At some point, the pigs must have been abandoned, left out in deep space to fend for themselves. Perhaps it was just too much bother to systematically hunt them down and kill them, or perhaps the pigs themselves had broken free of the labs and established their own secretive colonies. By then, Laurent said, they were more than one species anyway, each having a different mix of human and pig genes, and there were groups of pigs which lacked the ability to form words, even though they had all the right neural mechanisms in place. I remembered the pigs I'd met before being rescued by Zebra, how the first of them had made grunting sounds at me, which had almost seemed like an attempt at language. Perhaps the attempt had been a lot closer than I'd imagined. I met some of your kind, I said, yesterday. You can call us pigs, you know. We aren't bothered. It's what we are. Well, these pigs appeared to be trying to kill me. I told Laurent what had happened, sketching in the broad details without explaining exactly what I'd been doing, trying to get to the canopy in the first place. He listened intently as I spoke, then began to shake his head slowly and sadly. I don't think they really wanted you, Tanner Mirabelle. I think they probably wanted the people coming after you. They would have recognized that you were being chased. They were probably trying to persuade you to come with them, to shelter. I thought back to what had happened, and though I wasn't totally convinced, I did begin to wonder if things had really happened the way Laurent said. I shot one of them, I said, not fatally, but the leg would have needed surgery. Well, don't feel too bad about it. They probably weren't little angels, you know. We get a lot of problems around here with gangs of young pigs, raising hell and causing damage. I surveyed the damage I had caused. I suppose the last thing you needed was me. It can all be mended, I dare say. But I think I will help you on your way before you do any more damage, Tanner Mirabelle. I smiled. That would probably be for the best, Laurent. After they had come down from the Rust Belt, Laurent and his wife had found themselves in the employment of a man who must have been amongst the richer individuals in the mulch. They had their own ground vehicle, a methane-driven tricycle with enormous balloon wheels. The superstructure of the vehicle was a mishmash of plastic and metal and bamboo, shrouded by rain sheets and parasols. It looked to be on the point of falling to pieces, if I so much as breathed in its general direction. "You don't have to look so disgusted," Laurent's wife said. "It goes, and I don't think you're exactly in a position to complain." Never a truer word was said. But it worked, tolerably, and the balloon wheels did a passable job of smoothing